Chapter 8. Sigma Beach Middle School had a dedicated area in front, a circular patch off the parking lot with a flagpole and some tasteful flowers, and a plaque sitting flush in a manicured bit of grass. Chris's first thought getting out of the car was, oh no, there had been an act of violence here. And he prayed, first of all, they weren't commemorating a school shooting he hadn't been aware of, and that secondly, they weren't honoring a law enforcement officer who lost his life here. That would be unlikely, but he'd seen a similar designation someplace he couldn't remember where a fallen officer was being remembered on the unfortunate spot where it happened. Fortunately, he read the plaque, and it was neither of those things. The school in 2017 had renamed itself L.J. Crank Middle School after its beloved late custodian, who on a daily basis exceeded the limits of his job description by leaps and bounds, it said. It mentioned the guy's Alabama roots, being the grandson of slaves, and various hardships he endured, including polio as a child, and he recovered enough to play sports but was prohibited from playing on teams because of segregation. And it was a feel-good story with LJ honored by one of the wealthiest school districts in the state. And that would have been all good, except Chris noticed the lettering on the school itself still read Sigma Beach MS. So you sure hope there was some justified logistical delay in getting the guy's name up there, and that they weren't honoring him in a ceremony only, but not where it counted. There were two women in the office, one at a high counter and one at a desk. And Chris figured try the simple way first, and he said, "Good morning, ladies. I'm here to see Principal Haller, please." The desk one looked younger and more naive and started to pick up the phone to call Haller. Chris had taken the time to look up the idiot's name. But the counter one was more savvy and asked him if he had an appointment and what this was about. He was tempted to throw out a name and pass himself off as a parent. Like, "Sure, I'm Bill Wheeler. It's about my daughter, Melissa." And that would have probably worked too with the desk gal, but not with the counter one, whose brow was starting to furrow more. And it occurred to Chris for a moment, holy smokes, could she actually call the police, reporting a suspicious character? So no, that was a bad plan, and you better adjust pretty quick. And thinking on the fly, he said, "I'm the guy from the ACLPF Commission. I spoke to Principal Haller in the past. On the issues with the plaque?" "What about the plaque?" the counter gal said. "There's some news on that," Chris said, "and we're taking some heat from the media. It's easier and frankly more appropriate that I speak to him directly. It'll only take a few minutes, and then I can report back to the attorney." This time the counter gal walked around the corner, no buzzing someone on the phone, and a minute later came back with a fit-looking middle-aged guy in a snazzy blazer who did look to have a bit of hair weave along with perfectly whitened teeth. The guy extended his hand. "Phil," he said. "Bill," Chris said, and that sounded kind of lame. He should have avoided the rhyming business, but too late now. Chris pointed with his head back to where Haller had come from, and it took a second for the principal to understand, and then he said, "Sure, of course, and after you, please." Chris took a seat in there, and the guy closed the door, and Chris said, "Where are we at with this? It's all about a bottom line, and I'm busy, and I'm more than a little ticked off they sent me out here." "I'm sorry," Phil said. "The NAACP thing," Chris said. "They didn't notify you?" "Again, I apologize," Phil said, "but no, I'm not following." "You let a teacher go, correct? For slinging around the N-word as part of a history lesson?" "That's true, yes, but..." We were within our rights. Our district council confirmed as much. I see, Chris said. Except you didn't consult nationally, evidently. Now we have a major problem. Are you tenured? Am I? Heller said, admittedly starting to look concerned. Why, of course. Federal, state-wise, or regionally, Chris said. Well, certainly California-wise, that's all that matters. Used to be, Chris said. This little stunt you pulled, not sure what the big deal was, why you needed to go there. Now we got the ACLU for once agreeing with the NAACP and the ACLPF. I'm afraid we have a trifecta on our hands, my friend. I do my best, these matters, and the one in Kentucky worked out, but I can only do so much. Sheesh, Haller said. I had no idea. I mean, something can happen as a result? Chris paused and rolled his eyes, trying for dramatic effect without overdoing it. Put it this way, we've been harnessing the media up to this point on the story. Where we are, pardon my language, is one step away from all freaking hell breaking loose. There was a stack of blank paper on a shelf near the window, and Chris went over and got a piece and started taking notes and drawing a few sweeping arrows as well, similar to how Dr. Moore did it. Well, Haller said, and if this was a cartoon, sweat would be flying off his head like a sprinkler. I'll certainly need to consult with our council again. ASAP, it's pretty clear. Chris held up his hand. Don't use any more abbreviations, he said. We're all in enough hot water, especially you, obviously, but I'm feeling your pain as well. You ever testified before an HPYOO committee? No, I can't say that I have, Haller said. You have to take my word for it, Chris said. That's an experience that can rival prison. I can think of two or three off the top of my head who testified and never recovered. Oh, so you want to end up there? Sure, call your school district lawyer. Let him go to work running his mouth and filing papers like lawyers do. He did such a great job for you the first time. It's not his ass in front of the HYPOO folks. So who cares? Haller opened a desk drawer and there was some rattling around. And holy smokes, he had a bottle in there. Or at least a flask. And the son of a gun filled a plastic cup and took a healthy gulp. The guy looked at Chris, embarrassed. But at the same time, Chris wondered if he was going to offer him a drink as well, which he would rarely seek out in the middle of the day, especially in the administrative office of a public school, but he wouldn't have minded now either, with enough on his plate that this little stop really was a pain in the butt that he portrayed it to Haller as. I apologize, Haller said, not offering that drink, but taking another good shot himself, draining the cup. Not at all, Chris said. My investigator and I, we put it together. Can you simply re-employ the teacher in question? Likely not, Haller said, and he was reaching around under the desk again, going for more beverage. What I wish is that I simply told those fucking parents where to go. The guy was doing better now, making more sense, and Chris figured why push the issue, them bringing Marlene back here, which could have built-in lingering issues, just stick her somewhere else. He said, Phil, there's a way out of this where we can effectively tell the ACLPF and the HPYOO and the New York Times and the Washington Post as well, all of them, effectively where to go. That'd be good, Haller said, kind of a giddy emphasis on the good now. But so be it. So all's you do, Chris said, and start on this as soon as I'm out the door, and don't come out of your office or do anything else until it's done. All's it is, you use your contacts, you work the phone, you get the teacher in question, another job starting tomorrow morning. Where? Howler said. Anywhere. LA Unified, South Bay, even Long Beach. Just keep her out of the rough districts. No South Central, for example. You know how to handle it. I'll get on it then. I will, Howler said. Put her quietly back to work, Chris said. And thank God we'll be dodging a bullet.